Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I guess if you look at it, it's like it took a guy on his third team in 3 weeks to actually beat the Phillies. You know,
I mean, it was the most.
Yeah. How long have you talked? We don't curse in this pod, but we talk crap about Paul DeJong. You've always been. Even that 1 year where you had like 30 homers or whatever, you're like, this guy sucks.
He stinks. It was sickening. I mean, he had more hits yesterday than he had his entire Blue Jays career.
Yeah.
And then there was what was the little outfielder's name that had a couple hits? He had 5 hits in his career heading into the game, and I think he had two.
Meckler, are you talking about?
Meckler.
Scores the winning run.
Yeah, it was
not the winning run, the last run. Excuse me.
It was a frustrating loss. And what stinks about it is obviously that's like a win at your sales. You come in today, meltdown city. Like, this team's back. And all of that.
Dude, we are the city's melting down. It's like World Series title. It's coming.
Well, and you know what made me more mad is that. That should have been a walk-off home run by Bryce because of that stupid blooper that fell in the inning before.
I know.
To make it 5-2 rather than 4-2.
Like, I know.
That should have been a walk-off.
Totally true. And honestly, the game, we can't get too upset because they won 2-3, but it was a very frustrating game. Like, there are moments throughout. Like, first of all, many missed opportunities. Yeah. Base runners. I'm sorry. Like, maybe it doesn't get overturned. You have to challenge that Jock Peterson play. You have to. Like, it looked like it hit the ground. If Bohm gets on, they score runs that inning. It's a different complexion of the game. Like, they got to hit the next hit. Like who knows where that inning goes? Like, that was incredibly frustrating in the moment. Bryce Harper, we love you. And very rarely does Bryce Harper say something where I have to, like, stop and be like, Bryce. Normally I'm like, yeah, keep talking forever.
Mostly about my city.
Bryce Harper and I guess a lot of the fan base not understanding why that run counted. Like, how long have we been playing baseball, folks? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, did you hear Bryce Harper after the game? He said he didn't know. He's like, I didn't. Why did that run count? It's a double play. Shouldn't it not count? It's like, Bryce, really? Like, do you not understand, like, force outs and the way that baseball works? And if the run scores, like, he didn't know. He said he didn't know after the game.
Is this the new Donovan timeout?
It's not that different. I mean, it is. It's very different. But still, like, Bryce didn't know the rule. Like,
Who cares? But
Johan
Rojas, like, didn't try to make the play happen because he's like, oh,
no, they got the out and all. It didn't. That's why it's not like Donovan didn't affect anything or whatever. But, you know, Bryce, a baseball guy, like, you know, Yes.
He's all right.
It's fine.
He did have a big home run.
That was an amazing catch by Rojas, too. Yeah. Like catch and throw. And almost had the other. I mean, Rojas really, dude's amazing.
I was shocked he didn't come up with the Jock Peterson one the night before.
Well, the night before, and that was a big, I mean, they won the game, but that was the difference up until that point.
Yeah. Yeah, again, if Angela wasn't there,
Johan Rojas catches there's that no ball. It was like almost comical that Angelo gets
everything
the
starts
booth.
Falling apart.
Yeah, it was like on brand.
And then Cassianos hits one to the wall, and he's like, "There it is! Come on!" Yesterday was a game they should have won.
Yep. But you could also say the game before is when they could have slash it lost.
Hey, that's baseball.
That's baseball. You're damn right, buddy. That's why you're here.
Just wise.
Guys, you know, just wise. Just yes, wisdom. Beyond your years.
I'm trying to protect our superstar from the attacks by you. again, just attacking our superstar.
I'm always going at press.
No, it's classic WIP by you. You know, just trying to run our stars out of town. Yeah. it's just sickening. whatever. It's okay. But yeah, like yesterday, again, it was also, I would love to know their record. The day after a walk-off win,
it's gotta
I would
be,
love to know
it might
record.
Not have won a game.
I've never seen them. I've never seen them carried over.
How many times have we talked about this on the pod through the years? Oh, this is the moment.
As they're going down, they're down 4-0. I just kept saying to myself, Jack, remember the next time that they win a thrilling comeback that they never win the day after.
Yep.
But it's impossible in the moment. It's impossible to do that.
Well, because we're like, I would be ready to run through a wall the next day. Like, get me to 640, get me to 405. Like, how could they not go out and dominate and be jacked up after that? Like, now, like, no runs through seven. It's like a lock.
Yeah.
You know?
Then we went a little back to back.
Yeah.
A little Schwarbs, a little Trey.
Oh, who's that? Trey. I mean, like, the Trey thing, I mean, it's like, at no point in your wildest dreams did you think that the ovations would happen and the guy would bat 360 time more like
with a walk off.
You hoped it would help with a walk off with home runs all
dude,
over the
I
place.
I just wanted him to be okay.
Yeah,
at
I just
baseball
wanted him to
again.
Not suck at baseball. Like this guy doesn't suck. I promise. Like it is, and he said it. They've talked a lot about what. Like he literally said after that walk off in the post game interview, quote unquote, the ovations. Turn my season around for me personally. We had Rob Thompson on the morning show yesterday. He said it turned the season around for the whole team. Like,
it's shocking. I mean, it's
what is going on right now?
It's shocking. It's very shocking. But, like, I'm not, like, totally surprised because that's how I felt heading into it. Like, I felt like he needed it. And I felt like I thought the players would respond well to it as well.
They loved it.
Dude, Brandon Marsh said the other day, and it was like, I was like, why have they never done this before? Brandon Marsh said the other day before the game, he's like, we got a 10-game homestand. It's time to protect Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, we say that about football. Like, teams always say in football, even like after the Kenny Gamewell, after the fight at the practice or whatever, he's like, yeah, he's like, you ain't going to come in here. We're going to protect our home team, our home field, whatever.
Oh,
like,
the NovaCare, our home
right,
turf.
I know, it's so funny. But you hear him football all the time. Like, great point. Like, that should be used for Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Like, that protect CBP because that we dominate.
And that's a rallying cry for the team.
And did you hear what Rob Thompson also said in that answer talking about turning the season around? He also said that he spoke to a coach on one of the teams that came in last year.
Well, he said that
year.
Like 8 times
but
so far.
Still, like, again, it's just like 4 hours of hell coming in. Like, it does. It's not just that we can energize the team. Like, there's an impact on the game, Jack.
No.
Yes.
So here's my thing.
Don't you dare.
Here's my thing.
Don't you dare, Jack.
Well, I agree with Rob. Like, the 4 hours of hell and how much we can impact it. And, like, Duvall clearly, like, just, I would love to see Duvall here in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be comical. And obviously, Gabe here during a playoff game would just be the greatest thing of all time.
Dude, Joe Giglio texted me that during the game last night. He was like, he's like, the first round series has to be the Giants here. He's like, it's the only series that has juice. He's like, imagine Gabe walking for a pitching change in the playoffs. Like, yes. Yeah, I need it.
Yeah, he would be
I need
crushed.
It. I need
Everyone
it.
Everyone gets so worked up about Gabe. Everything he does, people get mad about.
He's a good manager, guys. Like, he's good.
So,
like, he's got a, like, you look at those two rosters, like, the Phillies should be 15 games in front of that Giants team. Like, that is a mediocre roster.
Yeah. So there's two things I think about Gabe now. One, definitely a good manager. Like, you have to give him credit for what he gets out of that team.
Yeah.
But at the same time, just excruciating.
It's the worst to watch. Like, he's the most annoying. Dude, every game's going to be an hour longer than it's supposed to be. Like, yeah. He is the most annoying manager to watch, but he has to do that to get this team to where they are.
Yeah, although, I mean, their bullpen and starter ERA in August has just been exploding.
Yeah.
And I think that's because he's had to use all those guys.
Yeah.
And uses them a lot and is aggressive with it. But it did make me think about, and I know our listeners were around for it, yes. And I know that you watched it, and I know that I watched it because I had to produce those games back when I was producing Phillies games. September Gabe with the 40-man roster.
Oh.
It was the worst. Like, I love baseball.
It should have been illegal.
They changed the rules because of Gabe. Yeah. They went from 40-man rosters in September, which is always an insane thing
anyway.
It's
so dumb, yeah.
It's like, why all of a sudden for 1 month can you just be like, hey,
bring anyone up.
Let's bring the whole minor
league
team up.
It's like, let's change the way we do this sport all season long for the stretch mode, the month when the teams decide who makes the playoffs. Let's make that one to change the game.
Insanity.
It is.
It's insanity.
It really is.
But Gabe during that time was just so annoying. I mean, there's a game I remember he pulled Kingery after his first at bat for a platoon advantage.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
You remember the meltdown the next day? Like, he was just the wrong
guy. I mean, I'll tell you that it is rare that you see an opener who gets pulled in the first inning. Usually you put an opener in, you're like, all right, this guy's got an inning or two, right? Like, that's what they do. And then we bring in like a piggyback to face the back of the lineup or whatever it is. Like, let him go three batters. Like, he's like, all right, Bryce up, time to move it. And I get it, but like, he literally put that guy in to pitch to three, like, that you never see that. Like, it's wild.
I know they work, sorta. I just hate
it. I hate it. Oh, it's horrible.
Openers.
Oh, I hate it. I hate watching it. It is not a good product. We've seen the explosion of people being interested in baseball again. Like, the attendance of Phillies alone are up 10% or 9.5% or whatever it is. Like it's like 10,000 people a game more or something crazy. Like, there's all these numbers around baseball. Like, it's because the game's moving faster. It's the anti-Gabe. It's bad for the sport, but he does a good job getting the most out of his roster.
Gabe Kapler. Bad for the sport.
I kind of like that.
215.
I will say one of the funniest things. I know people have talked about this before, but when you're playing the Giants, you really see it. The fact that all their coaches like kind of look like him, that it's like all like these like muscle guys. Like, when the pitching coach and the translator guy come out and they're both like these big jack dudes, I'm like, what are you guys doing over here? Like, what is happening with this team?
See, my problem is that I see Andrew Bailey and I say, that could have been me.
Oh,
because like,
yes,
I wore the hat the same way when I was.
Yes, he had a very successful major league career, you know, compared to your average person.
Former Philly might be a good grid guy.
He got some teams in there.
No, but I remember I was growing up and I was at a camp and a guy was like, "You look just like Andrew Bailey," and now I watch Andrew.
Oh,
Bailey.
And since it's always been like, I could be him.
I could have been him.
Your ability to get yourself into the "I could have been him" mentality.
Yeah.
It's pretty special, man.
Yeah, well,
elite.
Yeah, well, I think I have thought about if I was on the modern stuff with like driveline and all that. Like, could I have thrown 90? Like, I topped out at 86, and that was without really working that hard. So, had I gone back and gone through driveline,
90 might be selling yourself short, buddy.
Could I have touched 90?
You could have gone 95, 96. You could be a major league pitcher, Jack.
Thank you. But I'm here. Very glad to be here.
Are you? It doesn't sound like it after that.
Could have been me. Is there a tear rolling down my eye? Is there a lone?
Just a single tear, just slowly
exactly
making its way down your cheek.
Yep. Freaking, yeah. Found beer in college, lost the cutter, and here I am today.
The rest is history.
You know, most people go to college and they gain velocity because they're working out all the time. I went to college and lost 3 miles an hour.
Yes, yes.
Have no idea.
You gain that other thing that people usually gain when they go to college. Weight.
Yes. Experience.
Sure, that's it too. Wisdom. Yeah, let's bring it back around there.
Yep. College credits.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah,
good.
I like it.
Yeah.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
All right, let's get into some of the stuff from this series. Let's start with Nola, because I think going in, you know, I think you're probably the most surprising thing that happened in this series, Aaron Nola pitching 7 two-run innings.
Our guy.
Fine. Look, you know, I think we all, the Aaron Nola we're expecting came in the first inning, and we're like, oh, here we go. You know, the homer, bases loaded, they get out of it. Second inning, you know, or was it third inning, another homer, a ball off the wall. Like, you're like, oh God. And then the dude settled in. And game seven strong, like, was that just a night, or does it give you any hope that there could be a corner turned by a Trey turner?
See what a Trey turnaround?
Yeah, a Trey corner turnaround, yeah.
A Trey turnaround?
Where are we at? Where are you at?
I don't know.
There you go. It was like a yell right there.
I did genuinely feel like they found maybe something new with them. It seemed like just from watching them, and the percentages were not what I thought they were going to be, because I thought he threw more curveballs on Monday night, and then I went back to his Blue Jay start, and he threw the same amount of curveballs. So I was like, oh, man, darn. There goes my...
Thought I had something there.
Yeah. But just in watching it, it did feel like he used his curveball to set up his fastball more rather than his fastball to set up his curveball. So maybe like they're just pitching a little bit more backwards with him. But when it comes down to that, then he does have the ability to obviously hang one, and then it's, you know, like into the stands.
It seems like every pitch he's hanged this year has been hit to the stands.
Yeah. So the one thing that it did feel differently is that it felt like he threw a lot more curveballs to set up fastballs, more than fastballs to set up curveballs. So I thought that maybe they found a new little plan there for him, and that can kind of get him going. I was just glad that it was nice and refreshing that when he did allow runs early, he didn't avalanche.
Yeah.
And because that's what been one of the problems with him this
year. We all
year.
Expected it. We're watching and expecting the avalanche.
Yeah. And if he can just, listen, he's going to allow home runs.
Yeah. If he can be solo shots.
Just give me three solo shots, whatever. It just, what's been killing him is just these innings where runners get on base, then he slows down, and he's thinking about the pitch clock.
And then he gets up a three-run homer or something, and then it's like,
So if he can just be solo shot guy. And
no, you're right, honestly.
You're leading Major League Baseball on home runs allowed, whatever. The other interesting part about Nola now is obviously the Shohei injury stinks. But, like, now, if he can't pitch next year, now I know Snell's on the market, but, like, Nola's going to – his price is just – even with the annoying bad year that he's had, his price is still going to be – really freaking high, because he takes down innings and mostly does a good job. He strikes out guys and doesn't walk people. So, like, he continues to kind of win.
I agree with you.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.